This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Let's talk today about what's been going on in Ferguson, Missouri for the past week and a half or so, in particular how the media has been treated as it tries to cover the events that are unfolding there. And I would say on this panel, I think, Rich, we would all agree that the police, the authority figures have not been especially kind to reporters who are trying to show what's going on there.
Oh, I would agree. I mean, you can go online. There are a number of websites. You can read the tweets that are the live stream video that's coming out of Ferguson. And it makes you wonder, are we watching something that's occurring in Ukraine or somewhere else, or are we seeing something that's happening in Missouri? I mean, it's there's a real clampdown on the media, on the press. I'm sure some of them have been in places where they shouldn't have been. Mm-hmm. Some of them have probably gone past the imaginary lines that they're not supposed to cross. But, you know, we live in a country where this is how we find out what's going on, is with the media. And they're definitely, there's a war going on against the media as much as against some of the protesters.
Right. I know we've all been following this fairly closely. The thing that stood out to me the most in the very beginning was that they had a no-fly zone out there. And they were not the only aircraft that were allowed in the skies were just the regular St. Louis air traffic and maybe emergency responders. But what the no-fly zone meant was, you know, no drones from journalists were going to be in the air and definitely no news helicopters. And I definitely think that was the wrong way to go about it. We were not in a situation where they were necessarily going in and looking for suspects in a home and didn't want to tip them off, you know, to the police location.
Yeah, this wasn't the Boston bombing. Yeah.
Right. It wasn't anything like that. And even in the Boston bombing, we had aircraft in
sky.
You know, we were able to watch people detained, when everything went down. In this situation, they took the aircraft out of the sky right away and made journalists blind to what was going on, at least from the air. Something that we could have done fairly safely from the sky, I think, was mm-hmm. report.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I had forgotten about that. But, you know, you see on some of these videos, the police say to the reporters, you need to move out of here for your own safety.
Right.
Well, if you were allowed to fly a helicopter or a drone over what was going on the ground, reporters would be safe.
Sure, right. Sure. No, I would agree with you. You know, I also think that just the whole way that the police, the St. Louis Police Department has handled this has been almost a mistake from the very beginning from a PR standpoint. You know, you can look at even on the day where they release the name of the officer, they decide to release the video of Michael Brown, allegedly robbing a cigar store. It was done on purpose. It's clear. It was a way of saying this is a bad dude, and so he deserved, what happened. And yet, you know, stealing a box of cigarillos mm-hmm. is worth getting killed with six bullets. It really makes you question, you know, who's in charge.
Yeah, when did those police become a judge, jury, and executioner?
Yeah.
And based on that video, it seems like they've decided that's what they are.
Well, then they even admit that the officer who shot him didn't even know he'd stolen those, the box. So they're two unrelated events. And yet, by linking them in the same press conference, it was an attempt to try to slur the reputation of the deceased. And I think it failed miserably. I mean, who is doing the PR for these people?
Well, it's been a nightmare from the very beginning, starting with that no-fly zone and then several journalists being detained and arrested.
Well, even last night, like we were talking earlier.
Over the weekend, we saw a few people detained, even briefly. And even before that, towards the beginning of this whole incident, mm-hmm. There were journalists who were arrested and taken
Huffington
back.
Huffington Post had a journalist who was arrested.
Right. Yeah, but no charges filed.
Right.
What it came down to is that they just released them, no charges filed. They were just, again, in the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, you know, I would say
They were in the right place for reporting on something and police decided that was the wrong place to be.
Well, that's what you don't know, because they are not telling people what's going on. And I think that's part of the whole frustration in the community, why we have the protests, et cetera, is nobody seems to be in charge. Nobody seems to be trying to help the public understand, you know, what happened. Instead, it's all, let's clamp it all down, let's close it off, the bunker mentality. And as a result, people jump to conclusions and bad things happen.
Right. Now, I have seen a few journalists on Twitter, and they have said that the police have been working very well with them and they've been cool-headed, but that's very recent.
Right.
I don't know if that's been the whole time or if there have been people who have just been having run-ins with the police.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget you had the Ferguson Police Department, St. Louis County Police there, and now the governor has ordered the National Guard
and
in there.
The state police.
And the state police.
Which actually at that point it did seem to help when the state police came in.
Yeah, there have been several different agencies responding to all the different incidents, all the different instances of rioting and looting and that kind of thing. I think it probably does depend on what agency you get.
Because I also think the captain of the state police has actually done some good PR things, walking with the protesters, saying, you know, I share your concerns. You know, not everyone seems to be clueless, but a lot of them are.
And there are – we should emphasize there are some dangerous – it is a dangerous place to be. And I think I saw one report where some journalists were in there and some of the protesters started to turn on them. Although I use the word protesters rather loosely because there are some people who are looting and trying to take advantage
of
the situation.
That is what also complicates it, right?
Yeah. All right. With that, we have a run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.